Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're glad to be in this day today. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and the surrounding areas. And so glad to be with you today. And I'm praying, trusting that everything is all right in your hometown, wherever you are at this time. And if not, we're going to be praying for you and you and you, that everything is well. Here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do, O Heavenly Father. Oh, God, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness, Lord. And those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father. Father God, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, what they're in need of, Lord. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, we come holding before you right now, Lord Father, as we cover under the blood, Lord Father. Father God, our homes right now, Lord Father, our neighborhoods right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, we hold before you, Lord Father God, the first responders, Lord, those that are on the front line right now, Lord Father, dealing with this coronavirus, Lord. Father, we hold them before you, asking you, Lord Father, to give them strength right now in this time, Lord Father, for many are seeing deaths, Lord Father, in the mass. Oh, Father, some don't know how to deal with it, oh, God. And we ask you right now, Lord, Father, to strengthen their minds, Lord, Father. Father God, those doctors, those nurses, Lord, Father, is the last person, Lord, Father, that those patients are seeing, Lord, Father. Oh, God, some are making it and some are not, Lord, Father God. Some are crying because they can't be with their family, Lord. But, Father God, we pray in this day, Lord, Father, that before they leave this earth, Lord, Father, Father God, that they accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, that they repent, Lord, Father. Father God, that someone leads them, Lord, Father God, to you, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, touch those nurses, Lord, Father, that are working under those conditions, Lord, Father, the doctors, Lord, Father. Working under those conditions, Lord, Father. Father God, touch their minds right now, Lord, Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, Lord, Father. Father, as they try to comfort their patients, knowing, Lord, Father, that there is nothing that they can do for them, Lord, Father. But, Father God, you are able in all things, Lord, Father, and you are just and merciful God, Lord, Father. Oh, God, touch them right now, Lord Father. Many are ready to give up, Lord Father. Many are ready to stay home, Lord Father, but knowing, Lord Father, that those people need them, Lord Father. Oh, God, give them the strength, Lord Father God, to continue, Lord Father God, to go to their jobs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We hold before you the military right now, Lord Father. Oh, God, have mercy right now, Lord Father. Father God, that they call upon you, Lord Father, as they leave their homes, Lord Father. Father, as they cover themselves and their family, Lord Father God, under the blood right now, Lord Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, for this nation, Lord Father. Father God, the nation that took you out of everything, Lord Father, have mercy, Lord Father, upon your people right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Help them, Lord Father, to faint not, Lord Father, and to stand, O God, upon your word, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father. Father, as we hold before you, Lord Father, our leaders right now, Lord Father, of the gospel, Lord. Father God, have mercy upon them right now, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you, Lord Father God, for giving them the word this day, this hour, right now, Lord Father, for your people, Lord Father, that those that have the ear, Lord Father God, to hear right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father God, it's no time, Lord Father God, to walk away from you, Lord Father. Oh God, have mercy right now, Lord Father. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over them, building a hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father. Oh God, as their prayer warriors, Lord Father, rise up, Lord Father, their intercessors, Lord Father, rise up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, praying and warring on their behalf, Lord Father. Father, as they war on behalf of their very own family and the nations right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray this day for each and every prayer cell right now, Lord Father, that are praying, Lord Father, around the clock, Lord Father. Father God, strengthen them, Lord Father, and help them not to be weary right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this airways right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for this broadcast, Lord Father, as we cover it under the blood, canceling every assignment, Lord Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast, O God, to try and hinder, Lord Father God, anyone speaking or listening, O God. Have mercy right now, Lord Father God, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching each and every listener right now in the name of Jesus right now, Lord Father. Father, that they share the broadcast, Lord. Oh, Father, touch right now in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Father God, touch the hearts and minds of your people right now, Lord Father. Give them the ear to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father, to touch that stony heart right now, Lord Father, and unstop those deaf ears right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord Father God, for mercy right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray for those that went through that tornado, Lord Father. Have mercy right now, those that don't have homes right now, Lord Father. Father God, those that lost loved ones right now, Lord Father, through the disaster, Lord Father God, through this coronavirus, Lord Father, touch their hearts right now, Lord, touch their minds. Oh God, give them, Lord Father, that comfort, Lord Father, that you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. Father God, touch the mind of your people, Lord Father, that they would not go out and put themselves, Lord Father God, in harm's way right now, Lord Father. Father, have mercy, O God. Have mercy right now, Lord Father, upon your people, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle, my bishop, my pastor right now, Lord Father, as you come forth in them, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to use them in a mighty and a special way as you increase in them right now. in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father. Father, for you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And we thanking you, Lord Father God, for our healing, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for that virus not coming near our dwelling right now, Lord Father. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus and our going out and coming in when we have to, oh God. Oh Father, bless the blood right now, Lord Father God, on our neighborhoods, Lord, on the vehicles when we have to go out, Lord Father. Father God, on the jobs that those that have to go to work, Lord Father, cover them, oh God, under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And we thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. We do thank God for the prayer thus far. And we don't know, we might start into prayer a little bit more, a little later. We may continue to pray some more, because this is praying time, is it not? Amen, praise God. And men ought to always pray and not faint. It's a word that has been, we've been putting out there from the Bible for a long time. And we should have been praying before this anything started. We should have been praying. Now you need to pray more than whatever we prayed before. Amen. All right. This a little word for today. Thoughts should be tested before they are transmitted. If our thoughts taste unkind, critical, or unfair, we should refuse to release them into the dangerous world of words. Amen. Thoughts should be tested before they are transmitted. If our thoughts taste unkind, critical, or unfair, we should refuse to release them into the vain, dangerous world of words. Amen. 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 And we do thank God for those words today. We thank God for all that is happening. You know, it's beyond our control at this present time. And it all seems to be out of our control, don't it? Amen. So we need to listen closely to what God is saying this day and time, and not what we want it to be. We thank God for Bishop Porter being here with us today. And we thank God for Sister Diane being here. We thank God for it. And we thank God for who? You. On the other end. We thank God for you on the other end. Wherever you are at this time, we thank God. All right? Yes. We want you to know we appreciate you still being on the line.
Amen.
Because you could find an excuse not to be. But I appreciate you and those that were listening to Elder Bolin on the previous broadcast. Well, we thank God for you listening. We thank God for you and you. Now, you can still tell us how you enjoyed it. You know, I know some of you are shy and you don't want to talk at all. I know that, so... You could have a chance today, you know, because he was wonderful. He's a preacher, all right. Yes, he is. And we thank God for him. We're going to get him back again, Lord willing, sometime. We're going to, you know, maybe sooner than later. Who knows, you know. I'll tell you, I enjoyed him. I was listening to wanted more, but, you know, time was a blessing at that time. But anyway, we thank God today for you. Yes, we do. And we thank each one of you for the offerings that you didn't think it robbery to give. You know, I thank God for it today. And those that you that are going to plant a seed, because you're looking for a harvest to grow in this lean season. And the ground look like it's dried up, don't it? Mm-hmm. Everything look dried up. But do you believe? Amen. You know, and this is what we want to talk about today. Do you believe? How much do you believe? Can you step out on faith? It's easy to do some of the things that some people are doing. It's very easy for that. But today, we want you to get real about the thing, you know. Do you think it's what we ought to do? I know we got lots of scripture thing that we do today. There's scripture there. But we want to know, did God release that particular scripture to the world for it to be used at this time? Is there another, you know? I would really like to know that, you know, because God has given us a lot of directives in this world. Sometimes we copy what the man or woman of God is saying in the Bible, the prophets are saying, and we do these things, you know. So what do you think really is going on? Now you have a chance to do that here on this line at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. You have a chance to do that today, okay? Now, you know, we'd like to hear your opinion. Now, we're not going to put it in there and say that's the Bible, but we say your opinion, okay? And it's your opinion. God has given you a brain, didn't he? Think about it now. But as we read, you know, go slowly with the thoughts that are in your mind, okay, before you release them. Because when you release them, there are other people that hear them and will take them and use them. Some will use them to against you or for you. And you know that is the way people are. You cannot get mad with nobody, because that is the way people are. Their character, it's already built in them. So don't get mad, you know, and say, well, I'm going to retaliate. You know, don't go there. Just give your opinion. See, this is where we are at. Give your opinion, what you believe or think. Because when you look on everything that's going on, there's different opinion, isn't it? Yeah. All over, whether they are leaders or not, in church or out, everybody got an opinion of what's going on. And I want to look also into the spiritual realm of what's going on. But now, how many people, we are fighting about going to church, having church, but is anybody asking God what they should do?
Amen.
You don't hear that today, do you? Do you hear anybody saying, well, I'm going before God and I'm going to ask God what it is I should do? Hear what I say, I should do, personal, what you should do. Amen. So each individual can't be fault, have no fault about what they done. I did it because somebody else doing it. I did it because, Paul knows did it. I did it because it's in the Bible. I did it, all that way. But you're doing it because you didn't inquire of God, should I go? Should I do this? Okay? Now, when those, I'm talking to you now. I'm just talking. I'm going to give you a scripture that I use for today. I'm going to give you a scripture that I should use today. But I'm just talking to you. I'm talking to you. And think about it now. When those Disney and everything is going on, we had no trouble with you. You didn't come to church. You see? Now that all that stuff is closed, all the beaches and your fun stuff that you were doing, well, I ain't going that church because they ain't got no fun. They don't have no fun. They don't let. And then, the first thing people ask you, what kind of Sunday school do you have? When they ask you about your church, when you tell them about come to church. Okay, a Sunday school teaches what? God's word, right?
Yeah, amen.
So what you mean, what kind of Sunday school do you have? Do you see what I'm saying? And things are going on now, and you fussing about going to Sunday school now. Now, when Sunday school was there, you have all kind of excuses. Well, my children want to go to the beach. My children want to go to the fair. My children want to go to this. My children want to go to that. Huh? Now, we went in that direction. Do you see what I'm saying? So now you have to answer today because nothing is out there for you to go to. See? Now, even the gas is 99 cents a gallon. Stuff like that. Now, the gas has been like that since cool days, hasn't it? Every car and truck ought to be full right about now. Because you can't go nowhere. You see what I'm saying? You can't go visit it. You can't have no party. And when you have a party, you didn't know how to act. You go killing people, cutting up people, fighting, taking people, children at parties, and all kind of old dumb stuff.
Have you seen that on the news lately? Anybody killing
anybody? Oh, yeah. And trying to take people to church. Now, what are these dumb people doing? Where are they taking them at?
Ain't got nobody taking
them. Huh?
Can't cross the line.
Can't cross the line.
No line.
Now, tell me one thing. You never thought to ask God, did you? See? Now you're in a dilemma. And listen, you can't say my neighbor doing that, no, this one doing that. Everybody got the same problem. Almost the same problem. Some got a little bit more money stashed in the bank than others. But what good is your money? Huh? You can't find no toilet paper. Huh? See? One essential thing that you need these days, you can't find. All the money you got, do you know how to make it? See, think about these things. You got a lot to dwell on right about now. Everybody do. Okay, from coast to coast, from one end of the world to the other, okay, have you considered talking to God? Have you considered asking God, Lord, what do we do in this time? What can we do or what should we do in this time? Of course, we used to go into church. That's habit. We go to church, but we don't live it. There's no experience of the church in you. Mm-hmm. Now that you can't go, you want to go now, huh? Well, all you got now is got your Bible. You know that book with all the dust on it. Huh? Now that you got it, open it up. Huh? You want to see what he say now? You got a radio? Listen to the preacher on the radio, or you want to listen to Dance Time? You see a lot of people, they got their little dance thing going on in there and switch, switchy, switchy. Still ain't learned how to talk to God. Hmm? See where your mind is? Your mind is on those frivolous things. Huh? It's time now to change your station and get on with Jesus. See? Get the right frequency today. Today is the day to get the right frequency. I know, I've been talking about this for a long time. I've been talking about a lot of things for a long time. It didn't matter that you called me crazy. It didn't matter that you don't like me. That don't matter. None of that matters. Never mattered. See? It mattered before I learned a thing or two from God. It did matter. Just like a lot of things matter in your life. It did. Now going to those little playgrounds and stuff ain't never bothered me. To me it was wasting my money. Going out there riding on something high, taking you out there in the sky hollering. I'm paying somebody my money so I can scream and holler and my heart almost stop beating. And make you
don't make me do that.
I'm going to make me laugh. See, paying money to do all of that stuff, it didn't make sense to me. I never been too much on that. I look a little bit. Yeah, I walk around and look. That's as far as I'm going. I ain't going to give my money to go up there to scream. It don't make sense to me. No, never have. I know I'm peculiar. I know. I'm saying it before you do, okay? But nevertheless, it was for a reason, huh? Because we do things out of place, not with God, not thinking of God, not asking God, not inquiring, rather, of God, should I or should I not? You should ask God, should I go to this particular store? Because in traveling, I've found some stores not to be clean stores.
Okay,
see, being clean meaning that they are demonic,
yeah,
run by demonic people, and therefore the people have all kind of stuff all around there. No? Now, I'm a hurt all of us right now. Can I hurt all of us right now? No. Now, you go to the nail place and they feeding Buddha. But we do what? For service. Now, I know why you go there, because they cheaper than them other people. Our people ain't going to charge you out there, you know. See? They know how to make money, all right? But that's why we go to them. And they pretty good, too. They are creative in this nail thing. They know how to make money. And their hair. Don't forget the hair. Mm-hmm. They know how to do that, right? All right. Praise God. But God had to put a stop to stuff Huh? Now, God has put certain things in his book, and some people read them and some people haven't. Some people obey and some don't. Well, God knows that. Why, he has two ways. You can choose one of them ways to go, up or down, with him or with the devil. You choose which way you want to go, okay? But we've chosen today, we have chosen to fear. We've allowed that spirit of fear to grasp everybody. The big, the small, the rich, the poor, the in-between, you name it, we have allowed that spirit of fear to go throughout the land. When I say out the land, not just America, but all over. People don't want to claim it. Well, now, it's a fact, is it not? It's here. Now what we do with it? What we going to do about it? Because it is consuming us. Taking over is what it's doing. Now let me read something I kind of came about, not really looking, but it kind of came in by my path. Joshua, the first chapter. Now I will start at the sixth verse. Strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thy divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Now, first he said, be strong and of a good courage. The seventh verse he said, only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now, he know his fears arise. Fear is all over the place. But he's saying what? Be strong and courageous. Only be strong and very courageous. One, he say, just be of good courage. That's courageous also. Then he tell you, very courageous. Why he wants you to be very courageous? That thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest. Do you hear what God is saying to you? I'm saying he wants you to be strong, every one of us to be strong and courageous. He said, this book, the eighth, said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is within, written therein. For then thou shalt make, check this now, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, fear is on the rampage everywhere, from nation to nation. Nobody wants to admit it's there. Everybody wants to find an excuse why and how and everything. But who's inquiring of the Lord? Mm-hmm. Now, only God can do what? Put a blanket over every virus that is running across the world. What God can do for it. Mm-hmm. He can erase it with a blink of an eye. It can be gone just like that. But now remember, now I ain't through yet. I'm coming back to that too. Remember this now. Ain't nothing too hard for God. This is not too hard for God. He say be very courageous. But when you do that, you got to obey some laws. We ain't talking about the governmental laws, Caesar laws, so to speak. We talking about God laws. We have ignored God's laws all this time. Everybody want to have fun. Everybody want to go to the beach. Well, I don't have to go to church to be in the church. You know, you don't even say amen. But you want a church now, don't you? Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. Preacher's mad. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're mad. Some of them upset. I ain't letting nobody tell me what to do. Well, you did it before. This happened. You had them deacons, and you had those board members tell you what to do. When God tell you to do something else, you do what they tell you to do. Come on now, talk to me, somebody, huh? Now you got the government telling you to do, which God had already told you that this day was coming. Already told you that this day was coming. He told you when you see these things, what was it all about? Pestilence. Isn't this a pestilence running all over the world? See, when Egypt was in a situation, their bondage, they had 10 plagues. Right there. But we got our stuff all over the world. Why? Because the people all over the world have forgotten God, turned their back on God, don't inquire to God for anything. They do anything they want to do. Man with man, woman with woman, beast with man, and all kind of stuff. And they doing what? Snatching these little children and taking people, selling them, and taking their organs from them and all that kind of stuff. Nobody have faith in God to believe God to heal the sick or raise the dead. Nobody got faith in God anymore. Come on now. Think about it, people. Think about it. What's going on? Have you ever thought to inquire with God? What do I do in this situation, God, that is here? It's here. I heard somebody say, we are praying. But you know what God enlightened me about, the praying? You know how we pray when all of the hurricanes, tornadoes was lighting up every city, every town, going all over the place? You know how we prayed then? And somebody says, well, it don't seem to be working this time. That's because you're not praying this time like you were praying then. This is what God enlightened me with. Okay, say the prayer is not going out. Instead, they half praying and half fearing. Oh, this stuff coming to my house. Oh, this stuff touched my child. Oh, this stuff, huh? we are praying differently. Before we got very serious about God stopping these hurricanes that's coming in our neighborhood, destroying our homes and all that stuff and everything. Huh? Now, he gave us power over all the power of the enemy. Is this not the enemy? We say this is not an enemy. What else is it? It's an enemy of fear in the form of a virus. No matter, it's still fear, is it not? No matter what form it takes, is it not? But God is saying to his people, be strong and very courageous. Huh? You're going to still. He promised something, did he not? He promised each one of his people something. Now, he did never tell us what's going on in between. Huh? He don't tell you from the day you born to the day you die what was going to be in between, what troubles was going to come, what sicknesses or whatever was going to happen in your life. But when he promised something, no matter what comes in your life, does not annihilate that which he promised you. When God make a promise, he keep it. We don't keep our promises, but he keeps his. Do you get the picture? Come on now. Now, what did he say? I like the part of that scripture, this scripture, when he say, "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." But you got to do what? He said, "The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You should meditate therein day and night and observe to do according to all that is written in it." Now listen, did you hear the instruction? It's time to pick your Bible up and start looking in it and seeing what's there. See? Time now to do that. He's giving you time. Remember before you didn't have time to, I don't have time to study the Bible. I don't have time to do all that. Well, you could have got Bible on tape and still listen. Everything you talking about, well, I just want me some me time. I need me some me time, but all I do is go to church. The pastors are going to 3 and 4 vacations a year and stuff and everything because they need some me time. See, now you got plenty of me time. What you going to do? You can't even travel. The planes are stopped. The boats will stop. Look at them boats out there in the middle of the ocean. Y'all had all them cruises planned, giving cruises away and stuff. There ain't nobody cruising. We kind of stuck, ain't we? It didn't bother me. I done did my cruises time. Now it's time for consecration too. Meditate, he said. Meditate therein day and night. This is what he told us to do. See? Yeah. Well, that's okay. That's okay if they want to go on a sabbatical. That's good too. Now you can do involuntary one. See, everything now is already planned out for you. God has planned it out for you. I don't want to go over there. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear that about salvation. I don't want to hear about the end time. I don't want to hear about my Jesus coming. They've been telling me that since I was born. Well, now you're still hearing it. And this, what is happening? He's trying to give you the thing to know when it's time, when he's coming, the signs of his coming. And you still want me time. You still want to be, well, me and my, I got to go with me and my family. What if Joseph had said that? He ain't had no choice. He had to be strong and courageous, whether he liked it or not. Because he had a job to do, assignment to fulfill. You can't let nothing stop that assignment. God don't let nothing stop it. Your assignment can still be fulfilled when you repent right now of your me time. No, you know that all the time you're trying to go, well, I'm going out here to the Disney World. Oh, what is Disney World? Like, it's a plot to get you mind off of Jesus. And you know it takes your money, right? Because it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And you go have fun. Take your children have fun, but they can't go to Sunday school. But I ain't sending my children to that Sunday school. Well, you ain't going to send them across town. Huh? See? You need to go too. You don't send them to Sunday school. You take them to Sunday school. See? That's what you do. That's what you do. See, now, we may not get, I may not get any of y'all to call in or nothing, you know, and everything, but truth is the light, okay? Think about what you've been doing. Think about where you stand with God. Think about how you taught your children to hate. Thank you how they see, you don't have to tell them nothing, just do. I hate Aunt Sue. They hear you say that. Now they hate Aunt Sue and don't know why. Aunt Sue might have been to leave them a great big sum of money. And you're up there teaching them how to hate Aunt Sue. You see, you did it just because you got something against Aunt Sue. See, you need to get that right. But let me tell you, I know when you try to get stuff right with your relatives, they don't want to hear. No. Well, I tried to get something right with some of my relatives, you know, and I know they didn't like me, and I know why they didn't like me. But the fact was this. I tried to get, went to them, tried to talk to them. They told me, oh, that's in past. Why you want to bring it up? It must not have been in past if we're talking about it, is it? Somebody got a problem with it, don't they? I feel like this. If you got something against me, the way you talk to me, the way you treat me and everything, you're always throwing them stones at you. You know the person don't like you, don't you? You don't take a rocket scientist, do you? But you say, well, what did I do to you? Would you please, I would like to know so that I can get it straight. Because I want to make it into the kingdom. I want to make it in with God. I don't need all this stuff hanging over me. And every time I see you, you going through these changes. Don't make sense. Don't make sense. Now do it. God wants you to have good success and be prosperous. That's still intact. even today. When this is over, we go to the next phase. Now, when we go to the next phase, it's going to be some hard stuff. It's going to be even harder than this. You say, what can be harder than this? Believe me, God know how to do it. I told you before, you don't have to do nothing to no enemies of yours. You don't have to do nothing. Just leave them in the hands of God. They're going to swear you out there using, what's them little thing, tricks and stuff and potions and stuff. They're going to swear that. But guess what? You're not using that. You're just going, what, faith in God. Say, he got my back. You always telling people God got my back. You must don't believe it, do you? He do have your back. Now let me tell you what the ninth say. Have not I command thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Did you hear what the word say? Huh? Come on now, let faith arrive. All you faith people, you know you want to tell everybody, I got all the faith in the world. But get it out the world and get it in you now. Okay? And he said, have not I commanded thee. He is not just telling you to be strong. He commanded you to be strong. Oh, glory. Now I got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you get that? Huh? Did you get that? He said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Did you hear what I'm saying? Whatever situation you find yourself in, he command you to be strong and of good courage. See? This is a command. He didn't just say, well, now you do your thing, you can. He didn't ask you that. He said, do it. I want to see that on your account, that you was strong, that you kept my word through thick and thin. No matter what came against you, you stood strong in the Lord. Being strong in the Lord don't mean anything if when he come down to the building. Look, Paul and all those, Peter and all them, they didn't have no place to have church, so they had church in the house or wherever they could. They did. When they couldn't have church, you know, in the temple and stuff, but what did he do? They had it where they could, couldn't they? Didn't. We're facing that situation today, and we're going to keep God's word and do what he commands us to do no matter. It don't mean we got to go because we done paid $1 million, all these $1 million for this building, and we want to go in it. Well, you don't go in it but one time a week anyway, because don't make sense to me to buy a building for $30 million and you don't have church but one time a week. Now, that's wasted money. I know I'm going to get some reprimand on that, but that's all right anyhow. You know I get it anyhow. But tell me, is that right? Somebody say, well, don't you want to, you know, I think building the church, oh, that's nice. Everybody say, well, why don't you get in your heart? I guess some people left out of church because I wouldn't agree to that. I want to go out here, buy a piece of land, and build a church. Well, I'm going to build them, and there's many churches out there ain't got nobody in them. I can get one of them. If I just want to get a big building and pay all that money for a big building, I'm going to pay a big building, and as soon as I get it, you'll start. And when I preach on something like this, you going to leave. Hmm? Come on, talk to me now. You going to leave because that ain't what I want to hear. I want to hear me getting my new house and a husband and a care and all this stuff. That's what you want to hear. Well, that's not what God is all about. Yes, he going to, you will get benefits in serving God. He said benefits in serving God, but you got to get there first. You ain't serving him yet. Huh? You're not giving wholeheartedly to God. You're not giving him the sacrifices that he asked for. You're not giving him your tithes and your offerings and your gifts and all of that. You're not giving them to him because you feel like, well, I don't need to be giving them to the man. Well, now, if he put a man or woman over you, that's where you're supposed to give it. Why are you going to make that decision? You don't know the word. You don't know the spirit of God. But yet you tell me and everybody else and the gatekeeper too, you tell them that, oh, I got it. I know the Lord. I know the Lord. Which one do you know? Now lay me down to sleep one. Because the only prayer you know is now lay me down to sleep. You haven't sought him. You haven't sought his face. Hmm? You haven't cried out to him. You haven't come through the storm without complaining. Hmm? You, when the storm starts, you say, peace, be still. Talk to the storm. And you talk to this virus right now that's trying to inhabit you. Instead of cussing and carrying on. You got people cussing and carrying on. Still doing what they want to do. They ain't turned to God. Oh, God, where are you, God? Lord God, make yourself known to me. If you don't know him, ask him to make himself known to you. He'll do it. Did you hear? Let me tell you, God is good. God is good. Now, I'm going to go through this here, and I'm going to let somebody else have some of you. And y'all can still call now. You got time to call and tell me your views or, you know, whatever. But just 347-857-3925, the same number, but press the 1, whatever way. And so we'll see what let you call. See? But your opinion, okay, you're in it, I'm in it, they're in it, all of us in it, okay? I think we rested by the Holy Ghost, ain't he? He arrested us, didn't he? Good. Now, listen, are you going to break loose now?
Absolutely.
Come on, it's time to come on out now. Let the jail be unopened. Let it open. See? Now, what you going to do when there ain't no more medicine? Now, what you going to do when there ain't no more medicine? Huh? This word should do what? Get you prepared. I'm just going to read this here 11th verse. Pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess it. Now listen here. Now, just look at the first part. This is where you prepare. When somebody tell you this is time to prepare yourself, pen of all everything. I don't care if you know you did it or not. repent. That's the first thought of it. Then prepare yourself, your body. Say, God, I need you to prepare me for what is to come. Because when there's no more medicine, they're not going to give us any. If they got it, they're going to keep it for themselves. Just like they do the toilet paper. See? Think about it. Now, if God let that happen to you, everything God is doing is for a reason. And he going to seed out a whole lot of people for his new army to come forth. He going to bring up those that will stand and that is courageous, that is meditating day and night. He's going to bring them forth. And you're going to say, what, them? I thought they was mad. I thought they were crazy by what they said. See, that's, you're always putting they in there. See, and not listening to them, what they said. Huh? What was the they? What was said? Come on now, think of it. Huh? It's time for you now to check yourself. Everybody to take an inventory of themselves. You got time now. Hello? You got time. See, God just gave you time. You ain't doing nothing else but sitting home, and I hear people talking about they bored. Well, get on board. Start praying. Start seeking God more than you did before. Let me see your knees become like Campbell's knees, where you've been on them. Stretch out, huh? Get your children, teach them how to pray. Teach them how to stretch out on God, because they need them too. They do need them too. Now, you know what? I'm having myself a good time, ain't I? I always have myself a good time in the Word. I tell you the truth. I always have myself a good time in the Word. So right here and now, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Sharon.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word from Apostle Porter this morning. I just thank God because while the woman of God was reading the word and God was just reminding me of some things that he had said long time ago that, you know, he's such a just and awesome God that he doesn't do anything until he reveals it to his prophet, the word said his prophet, his people. But the thing is, he was just reminding me that a lot of these things God had told us about it long time ago, but it was just, there was times when we had discussion, even when the woman of God was reading from the book of Joshua, and verse 9, have not I command thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And when the woman of God was reading that, God was just reminding me, because there were times when we had discussion in Bible talk, Sunday school, that we were talking about the children of Israel. When God sent the word to let them know what was about to happen, and we talk about the plague. But then it's like when you read it in the word of God, now we can have a better idea of how the people feel. We were talking about, well, you're going to be like the ones that curiosity kills the cat, that you got to open the door and peek to see what's going on in the neighborhood. And when God gave instruction to seek my face, when God gives the instruction, it's time now, like the woman of God was saying, you already been playing, you have been ready, been doing what you wanted to do, you already had your idols, meaning that whatever you be put before God, we're going to say we now, put before God was our idol. And God is calling for the people now to take, get rid of your idols and come back to the true and living God. And you say, when the woman of God was talking, I remember I was born in the era what we know our children are experiencing now. We did not experience that. We weren't tech savvy. There wasn't a lot of entertainment out there. We were at home. Our entertainment probably was in the backyard with jump rope, hopscotch, or other things. We didn't have a lot of color TV and a lot of video games, a lot of things. So we can understand that things have changed so much from our time to this time. But the word never changed. The word have always been the same. And God is, it just reminds me when the woman of God was talking, I was just reflecting on things. And God calling each and every one of us, like the word said it was, search ourselves, examine ourselves. And even Lamentations, the third chapter, verse 40 says, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. And verse 41 says, let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto God in the heavens. And then when we talk about Joshua, God already told them. In other words, you went through all the things with Moses. I brought you through those things. And I'm sure their heart was fearful. I'm sure the children did not understand what was going on. I'm sure they had to be taught that this time is a time of silence before God. This ain't the time to go celebration. This ain't the time for parties. This ain't the time for the movies. This is the time to cry out before God. Not for the next man. You got to make sure you got yourself together. Because the next man, the ones that we think don't have it together, may have just got it together. Because what? Their heart is so easily to be intrigued by God. But God always sent the word, and he let them know, be strong, be of good courage, be not afraid. And we're hearing so many things. Ladies that like to have ear extension, we're hearing all them little crazy reports about the hair extension, about the ones that wear wigs, the ones that did weave. I say, you know what? The devil is a liar today. We're going to say what? When God said he'll cover you, he's covering you from the hair on your head down to your toes today. When he said he'll cover you, he's covering you today. And I'm reminded when the spy was there and Rahab made provision. Rahab helped the people of God, and he promised her he was going to protect, and she was told to put the string at the window. So when the pestilence, when the plague, when the attack comes, she'll be covered. Everything in her house was covered. And I believe that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the same God. But we do have to do something. We do have to examine ourselves. We have to see where we are, all are at right now. And everyone can say, well, you know what? We ask God so many questions. But you know what? He's a merciful God today. He's a merciful God today. And then verse 13 says, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. And I'm reminded when we even read a little bit further, even though God promised them that land, he did not tell them they weren't going to go through. He did not tell them they weren't going to have a fight on their hands. He did not tell them they won't have obstacles in their way. But what he tell them is to what? Be of good courage. When we know that God is on our side, what can man do unto us? And we have to remember, we are walking into the time now where we're going to experience some of the word that we've been teaching, what we have heard from we were small, and now we're going to walk into some of the words that we have been reading all our life. Know that today God is the one that will bring you through. He's the one that's taking you through. And he's the one will always make the way. We may not like a lot of things, but you know what? I'm reminded of the word of God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all that is therein. The world belongs to God. Everything belongs to him. And he got our attention. I know he got everybody's attention in this world. He got everybody's attention. The ones that walking in pride, like they found that they have no control over nothing. God is the one, is the higher power. God is the one that has it in his hand. What we all have to do is fall on our knees, on our face. Repent today. Seek God's faith and get it right with your neighbors. You know, the word when the woman of God was talking about the special word about your thoughts and your words, if it don't taste good in your mouth, don't release it. Well, you know, sometimes, y'all, that word don't be, you can't digest that word that good. You know, but she was telling us today, watch what you say out of your mouth. Watch what we say. And I'm reminded even on Jeremiah the 29th chapter, verse 11 and 12, for the word reads, "For I know the thought that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart." So today, don't be half-hearted. Come before him with your whole heart. He already know now, y'all. See, you can we can always fool some people. We think we fool people, really. But you know what? You cannot fool the one that created you. He's the one that made you. He knows our heart. He knows what we are about to say before we even say it. So remember today, know that he wants us to be what? Of good courage. He always encourages men and women of God and his people to be strong and to be of good courage. And he will come back again and bring that same word again and tell them, "Didn't I say to you, be strong and be of good courage?" I'm reminded, even when in the great adversity, the people of God has to always, the prophet of God or the leader have to seek God. And God released the word to them so they can speak to their people and let the people know that don't allow the fear to overtake you, but find yourself in a place of rest. Find some rest. Find rest in the what? The word of God. And know that God is able to do all things. Find a place in God where you can find peace, y'all. Remember, he's the same God. The word of God let us know what he have done before in the book of Genesis to Revelation. Know that is the same God. We can take courage today and know that. Be strong, y'all. Be of good courage. Know that God is with you. He was with Noah. He's with us right now. He promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I'm always reminded, we were told this much, that God will cover his people in the ark of safety. Even in the midst of this, Jesus is our ark of safety. So have our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Open your ears to hear. Open your eyes to see what God is saying. And always say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Give me ears to hear, Lord, your word this day, that I may walk according to your word. Be blessed today, Bishop Porter.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you, man, and now it's time for somebody to call in. Praise God for prayer. Amen. Because we know prayer changes things. Prayer changes condition. You have another about 15 to 16 minutes, amen, for you to call in. If not, amen, we are yet here to tell you what thus said the Lord. Amen. And I'm reminded, amen, Jesus said, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto thee. Amen. He done got the whole world attention. You know, as Pastor Sharon and Apostle was ministering, amen, this come to my attention here. And the whole world quote this scripture. They have it at football games. They even have it at baseball games, a big old sign. In St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, and I want to say to somebody, you a whosoever, I'm a whosoever. Now, I don't know about you, but I accept him. And I was listening to that apostle when she started off, and the question that she asked to each and every one of us, do you believe? Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you believe now? Amen. And he done shut the whole world down. Amen. You know that if man can turn it around, amen, now, amen, it will be back business as usual. Amen. Because millions and millions and millions of dollars have been lost. Am I right? Praise God. But do you believe now that there is a God that sit high and he look low? And he sees all and he knows all and he controls everything. Praise God. Amen. For God so loved the world. Amen. He loved, amen, each and every one. Amen. He said all souls belongs to me. Oh, praise God. In verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See? Oh, Jesus said he didn't come on his own, but the Father sent me. Amen. He paid it all. Amen. He went on the cross. He suffered, bled, and died. He went down into a low world. Praise God. And he stayed there for 3 days and 3 nights and came up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. And he sent it back to glory. And he's sitting on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, yet making intercession for you and I. And this is what Apostle and Pastor Sharon is trying to tell you. Amen. If we call, amen, on the name of the Lord, amen, prayer, amen, will change things. Prayer, amen, will move, amen, God to move this virus. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for all those that's in the medical profession, and we are praying and holding them up. Praise God. We thank God for them. God give them knowledge. Amen. He gave that in the beginning. He gave that to Adam. Amen. To name every animal, amen, that we see today. Praise God. God didn't do it. He gave that knowledge to Adam. Amen. So it's read today, amen. He gave man and women's knowledge to work on these bodies. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. That he is not a selfish God all by himself. That he loves us so much that he gives us people, amen, in the earth to work on these bodies. But when they try to do it without God, this is where the problem, amen, lies. Am I right? Now, verse 18 says, he that believe on him is not condemned. Now, do you believe now? Now, I'm just telling you, if you got your Bibles, you can turn to St. John chapter 3, and I'm in verse 18. See, we like to quote verse 16, but now it's go. Jesus said some more. He said a whole lot here in chapter 3. See, and 18 say, he that believe on him is not condemned, but he that believe not is condemned already. See, you're already condemned. Do you believe now? Do you believe that it's a God that is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within us? Do you believe now? Huh? So that's the question I would like to ask, praise God. I think Apostle said, amen, this is opinion now, amen. And this is not my opinion, this is the word of God, amen. And who opinion matter most? Hmm? Help me, somebody, praise the Lord. Because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You already condemned if you don't believe, amen. That's why I don't believe there's no atheists in the world. Hmm? Why you say that, Bishop? You got to believe in something. I talked with one time, and he said, oh, I don't believe in God. I said, well, I want to ask you one question. What's that? I didn't try to tell him about no scripture. He said, I didn't believe in God. I said, do you believe you're going to die? He said, yeah, everybody going to die. I said, well, there's a God then. Because the God that I serve say every knee going to bow, every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Am I right? And it's also say it's appointed once for man to die, and after death, going to be the judgment. Oh, praise God. So I thank God, amen, that I'm on the Lord's side. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because I realize that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Do we have a question for somebody? Oh, praise God. Verse 19 says, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Praise God. And see, this is what's going on. Now, Jesus is doing the talking here. And when we read our Bibles and study our Bibles, we need to know who's doing the talking, who is talking to in what time period. Praise God. So the word of God now is being fulfilled on you and I. Am I right? We are here. Come on, somebody. Oh, he said his word is the everlasting covenant from generation to generation. It's from Genesis to Revelation, from the beginning to the end. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. He is God. And besides him, there is no other. Oh, I thank God that he's more than a prophet. He is the Savior of the world. Praise God. Amen. I thank God, amen, for every man, for everyone that does evil, hate the light. Y'all hear that? Neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth cometh to the light, but his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. See how good God is? This is why he said he searches the heart and knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad about it today, amen, that we serve a true and risen Savior. Praise God. He's not dead. He's alive. Praise God. The same God that was with Joshua, he's with you and I. Praise the Lord. Amen. In St. John, the first chapter, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. All praise the Lord. Praise God. In the beginning was the Word. Amen. Amen. God's word is going to stand when, oh God, this world, amen, have passed away. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but his word is going to stand. Amen. Now, do you believe now? Help me, somebody. Huh? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God? Hmm? You cannot separate them. God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. He is all wrapped up in one. He is God the Father, he is God the Son, and he is God the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Oh, I'm glad about it. Praise God. I want to ask you another question. Whose side are you leaning on? Oh, if you're on the Lord's side, you're on your way to the kingdom land. Praise God. Oh, you got to believe. Praise God. I just read it to you. Yeah. If you don't, you are condemned already. Amen. Praise God. Why? What's going to condemn you? The word of God. Praise God. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. He said, the day is the day of salvation. And he's always right there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. He said, and if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Praise God. Now, Apostle broke it down to you. I mean, everything is shut down. Praise God. Now, you know if man can open it back up, praise God, it wouldn't be no fear of somebody getting it right. You got to stay 6 feet apart. You know people ain't going to stay no 6 feet apart in no dismal world. Huh? At the ball game. Come on, y'all help me here. Come on, somebody, whatever game you play, how you going to play something without staying 6 feet apart? Am I right? Even in the store, they looking cross-eyed at each other. They got markers down 6 feet apart, even in the checkout line. Terrible thing, praise God. Huh? You can't even stop and talk to people now because you scared that they may spit some of the mucus out of their mouth. See? That's a terrible time, isn't it? Huh? Got to wear a mask like you're a robber, a thief. Going in the store, everybody got a mask on. Huh? You don't know who was honest and who is the thief. Come on, somebody. It's the time that we are living in. So we are living, amen, in the time now. Amen. Judgment is upon, amen, the nation. But, oh, I heard the word of God said, if my people which are called by thy name would humble themselves and pray and seek his face, turn from the wicked way, he said, then he will heal from heaven. And he'll forgive our sin, and he will heal the land. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, he's a praying God. Amen. It's time now to get down to some business with God. Praise God. Some sincere prayer will move God. Earnest prayer will move God. Amen. Serious prayer, it will move him. Amen. God will hear and answer prayer. Amen. In my closing, amen, if Jesus, our Savior of the world, if he had to pray, what about you and what about me? He prayed so hard to sweat turn to blood. Amen. Now, you know ain't nobody prayed that hard. Come on, somebody. Amen. We done had all night shut in, but I ain't seen nobody sweating. But Jesus prayed so hard to sweat turn to blood. Oh, praise God. I mean, he had to pray. Amen. If Jesus had to pray like that, what about you and what about me? Amen. And I do believe, amen, if we get sincere with God, amen, he would move, amen, this place. This one wave of his hand can turn it around. He can turn the midnight into day. Praise God. He's able, amen. He can do it to turn a bad situation to make some good at it. He'll turn a negative into a positive. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that word coming forth today. So be strong and be of good courage today. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that number is 347-857-3925. You would like to listen back to this recording or any other recording, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it or visit our Facebook page at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that Blog Talk Radio link and you can listen to the broadcast. That's Logion International Ministries on Facebook. Also, you would like to bless the woman of God, so we'll see it into this radio broadcast to continue to keep it on air. You can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. That's Logion internationalministries.com and hit that donate button. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 480-660-2316, code 3333-POUND. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333-POUND. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's stand together in unity, in prayer, tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Till then, be blessed.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.